people say that too much of anything is not good for the baby. But I don't know about that. As many times as we've loved, shared love, and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's ever, ever enough. It's just not enough. No.
It's time for our bonus hour for the Bill and Wendy show. This is G.
Okay. Hey, this is Jerry.
And we're filling in for Bill and Wendy. Jerry Nunn with N-U-N-N, as he likes to spell his last name, out for folks. And G. Suki of the Chicago Sun-Times. So we are here for the bonus hour. And thank you so much for having us and hopefully listening to us throughout those couple of hours as we filled in for Bill and Wendy and tried to keep it interesting and keep it all about Pride. It was supposed to be a fun Pride show where we spread the love and shared the joy that comes with Pride, and hopefully that's an overwhelming feeling that everybody has during that week, because it's all about acceptance and it's all about love. Love is love, right?
Yes. I am so excited with how the show's been today. We've had such a great time so far, and now we got a whole bonus hour to do even more. So, hey, I wanted to clarify, too, about our... with the Sears Tower and the Willis Tower. I always get those two mixed up.
Yes, I was talking about the Willis Tower, mm-hmm. which used to be the Sears Tower, and you were talking about the John Hancock, I think.
Right. I'm talking about the one that you lean out.
Yeah, I think that's right. The tilt.
The tilt.
Yes, that's Hancock.
And that has not cracked.
No.
No fake news.
Yes, it was at the Willis Tower, and no one was in danger. It was just like, I think, one of the... I don't know. It wasn't a supportive layer.
Right.
I mean, this is old news. Everyone was talking about it. The video went viral and everything. But you know what? You get these text messages and then you get startled by them because it's like,
Yeah.
You did this wrong.
Well, it's confusing. I think those two big, tall buildings are confusing for some people.
For us, apparently.
So when you have guests from out of town, do you take them up to places like the Sears Tower?
You know, here's my list of things that I do.
Okay.
The one thing that I do is I go to the Hancock, to the signature room.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's fancy.
Of course, Jasmine's over there, too. So join us, Jasmine, anytime.
Yes,
but this is the thing
course.
That I do. I take my guests to the signature room, not for dinner.
Okay.
I go for drinks because then you don't have to pay the fee to go up to the observation area.
Right.
And then also you don't have to pay for a sit down dinner.
Right.
You just go and get one cocktail.
The view.
Right.
And the best view is in the women's washroom.
Is it?
It really is. I thought I was the only one that really just like took advantage of that.
It's like a secret, and it's and that's what I do. So that's the one thing I do, and then I take everybody around town to eat and drink, because that's really the only hobby that I have.
What about sports? The Cubs, Sox?
Oh my gosh, it's so expensive, the tickets, and then it requires planning ahead of time.
Yeah,
well, you can get the cheap seats. It's the thing of going and actually experiencing the game.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I do go. I go for the snacks. You know, I love the snacks.
Oh, yes,
I love
too.
To get a hot dog. I like to get those nachos and the giant helmet.
Yeah.
I'm all about that.
It's all about the food.
It really is. And then I get the beers. I like to get the craft beer where you have to like actually get up and go inside the stadium and actually go to one of the stands to get the craft beer. But then I also like to get just like the regular old beer from the guys that are selling them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, throughout in the stands.
Are you a lighter beer or darker beer?
I like everything, Jerry.
Okay.
This is the problem. I know you don't drink, which is very good. Proud of you.
Yeah, well, thanks. You know.
How many years of sobriety?
2.5.
Oh, wow. So you're fairly relatively new.
Fairly new. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But
congratulations. That's incredible.
There's plenty of other options out there. So, yeah.
And you know, right now there's a whole new trend of spiritless cocktails. They don't call them mocktails anymore.
They
don't. No, honey.
They called them last night mocktail where I was at.
They call them spiritless or spirit-free drinks.
My mind is blown.
So,
I had no idea.
It's a much more highfalutin way of saying your drink doesn't have any alcohol.
I wonder if the mock, people had issues with the mock, the word mock.
I don't know. Maybe it, maybe you're mocking the drink and as opposed to not taking it seriously.
You guys don't do like the boat tour, the architecture tour.
Yes, the architecture boat tour. Yeah. Absolutely. You got to do
definitely,
that.
Definitely. That's what people love to see. Like, they want to see the buildings and all that. I was like, well, we can get on a boat.
And it's a nice way to get on the boat because I don't know anybody that owns a boat.
I don't either, girl.
We need to find somebody.
Someone that has a party in a boat.
We need to find somebody with a boat.
We need a rich friend with a boat that will let us just come on the boat without having to pay.
We'll have to bring wine and whatnot.
Yeah. What's it called? The playpen that they all like hook up together?
I don't want to be in the playpen.
Not the playpen.
No.
That one's crazy town.
No.
Absolutely not.
I don't want to be on the playpen. It's a bunch of inner tubes and scantily clad people with glitter on them, and I just can't compete with that. It just makes me feel bad about myself when I see.
Well, you know, when you used to be in the Tribune Tower, that's why I bring my friends. I'm like, I work here and feel like so cool about it. Then they're like, this building's really old. I was like, so you guys, this is the Tribune? Like, this is where they began? Like, they're just like, yeah, okay, let's go eat.
And you're young enough. They're like, what's a newspaper?
All right, what is that? Do you still use that? I was like, yes. Unfortunately, this is what we do.
Exactly.
Yeah, I miss the tower a lot. Like, now they're going to be selling
apartments, right?
Yeah, apartments in there. Yeah, you can already start looking at them soon. They're going to have
But
showings.
Now, wasn't that building in disarray? Jasmine.
It was for a second. Like, I don't want to say it was terrible. Like, for instance, on that first floor, how it was like the air conditioning worked halfway. Like, we'd be burning up in the first floor before we went into the studio. Mm-hmm. And we had to open all the doors and stuff like that. But it was great. I love the 70s carpet that we had going out. I mean, it's just iconic. You know, when you look at the Tribune Tower, you're like, oh my gosh. You know, when you see it on TV, you're like, this is amazing. But when you work in it, mm-hmm. it's like, oh man,
I caught the tail end of working in it, and it was pretty wild because I had access to a lot of the really hard to find places. I was up in the attic. I did the crawl space where McCormick used mm-hmm. to hide because he was paranoid.
Oh my goodness.
Colonel McCormick would hide up in this crawl space, and I went
there
up there.
There were no journalist bodies up there?
Skeletons? Luckily not. No.
I never did it, but I went to the top, the rooftop. That mm-hmm. was only one time because I don't like heights. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah. There you go. But yeah.
Well, yeah, no, but I do, I feel like, you know, I need to get on that Ferris wheel. I need to do some other things around town.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. You go to a lot of shows.
I go to a lot of stuff.
You work full time, mm-hmm. plus you pursue your passion of media.
Yeah.
Writing and radio and everything else that you do.
Yeah.
And then you still have time to go to shows, and mm-hmm. this man is very busy.
Well, it grew out of wanting to go to shows and the music business, and I'd, you know, done all that. So, you know, working with the media has been great. I mean, I get a lot of perks and I have a great time, but then I get to talk about great shows and things like that. There actually is, do you go to movies a lot?
You know what? I've become one of those people that I just do DirecTV a lot.
Netflix and chill, or
like on demand.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, I feel like the movies aren't even in the theaters for that long, and then they're available in the comfort of my own home,
mm-hmm.
where I can Grubhub and sit in my pajamas. I'm really painting a lovely picture of my social life here.
I get it. No, I mean, I love the downtime when I do have it. I did check out some new movies though that are out.
Okay.
Toy Story 4.
Have you heard about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
How was it?
I loved it.
Okay, a sequel can't be that good. I mean, this is the fourth one, right?
It's the fourth one, but, you know, it kind of reminds a lot of us that, you know, Toy Story was doing cartoons for adults way before the trend happened, right?
Right.
The first Toy Story was a surprise that people that didn't have kids went out and saw it. It was just so popular.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the fourth time around, and I was worried it was going to be too sad. But it wasn't. It was a little scary. There's some scary stuff for young kids. So I do want to warn parents with really young kids. There's some scary stuff.
Wasn't there a scary baby in that one?
Yes.
There's a scary, like, you know, monster baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's some scary dolls in this one.
Yeah.
But it's so great. Keanu Reeves steals the show for me.
Okay, first of all, have you seen Always Be My Maybe?
Yes, that's just what I talk about. Okay, sorry.
Sorry, Jerry. We're taking over. Jasmine and I are taking over. Have you seen Always Be My Baby?
No, I haven't. Tell me.
Oh.
Tell me all about it.
Okay. I think it's better than Crazy Rich Asians.
Okay.
I still haven't seen that. Okay, judge me.
No, it's okay. I'm not judging. Absolutely not judging you. But it's Ali Wong and, Oh my goodness, what's his name? Jasmine, the guy that's on Fresh Off the Boat.
Man, I can't remember his name.
I know. I'm going to Google it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. It's really awesome. And the person that steals the show is Keanu Reeves as well.
Wow.
It's Randall Park. Ali Wong and Randall Park. And okay. Then you don't expect it. I had no idea he was going to be in the movie.
First of all, I love Ali.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I love her.
Are you familiar with her? She's the one that she did the stand-up Asian American pregnant, fully pregnant.
Right. Yeah,
she's really she's like funny. Yeah, she catches you off guard.
She's like your twin almost in a way.
Jasmine.
In a way. Not in a bad way though.
Like No, I mean I'm crying. These are tears of joy.
I was like, not in a bad way. Like seriously, when I watched the whole thing, I was like, this is Soji. This is Soji. I gotta text her and tell her.
Honored.
No, she's your twin. Definitely.
I wish I could be her. I feel like I am funny on the inside and I kind of would love to.
I love her because she takes in her awkward moments and she'll be like, yeah, okay, so moving on. And she just continues on with life and she's like, yep, that was awkward.
And I'd like to apologize to anybody who's listening for any of the awkward moments earlier.
Like, that's totally out.
During the 2 hours that we were trying to do the Bill and Wendy show. We obviously can't do it like Bill and Wendy. We have a long ways to go.
They're pros. Yeah. So I got to see this. What's Keanu doing the show? What is he?
Oh my goodness, he just has this cameo.
Yeah, he's himself, but it's just hilarious. First of all, I never looked at Keanu that way until...
What?
Wait, I know. Wait. Until I saw this, and I took a step back, and I was like, wow, he's kind of sexy.
Kind of. Listen here, I never did either. Because you kind of just... I mean, but he... When I tell you, Jerry, he is preserved. Mm-hmm. Like, his face, his body...
Amazing.
And then, of course, now he's been a social media darling because of the way that he takes pictures with women.
I know.
Have you seen this, Jerry? Like, so because of everything that's happening and he doesn't want to have be inappropriate with anyone.
Right. Because of the Me Too movement.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
When he's taking a photo with someone, you can actually see his hand behind the person. Like, instead of, like, putting your hand on their shoulder or on their hip.
Mm-hmm.
It's just out there, like the palms out.
Wow.
And you can clearly see that he is not touching the person he's taking a photo with.
That's really interesting.
I can't believe you haven't seen this because you are just so media savvy and you're on top of everything. You're like TMZ over here.
Well, he's making such a comeback. I was, you know, everyone's kind of wondering how, like, after John Wick. I mean, did you see these John Wick movies?
I've never seen them.
Okay, let's go see them together. Listen, I saw the other two, but I still am so confused about what's happening.
Well,
it just seems like... Yes, but we can go see the third one together.
Okay,
let's do that. I mean, just the action. He does a lot of his stunts. And this guy's 54 years old, okay? And at one point in the part three, he falls in the desert, and his hair is just perfect. I mean, perfect. Falls down. I'm just like, oh.
You know what makes him sexy? And Jasmine, I think this is for you, too. It's that he was poking fun at himself in the movie.
Yeah, he was very like, ha-ha, I do this. This, I'm sexy.
Yeah, that's endearing, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, and he's just so honest and like, it's almost like he knows like he's trying to play himself, but he also is like, I'll put on the butthole role just in case you guys didn't know that I'm full of myself, but I know that's not him. But the movie is so cute. It's like a coming of age. What would I say? What is the other movie that's on Netflix? Oh gosh, I can't think of the name of it right now. It's like a coming of age movie about the teen girl and she's talking to all these boys, so she pays this boy to be.
Oh,
do you know
yes,
what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes, I totally know what you're talking about.
I can't remember the name of it now, but it's literally like a match made in heaven. Cute story. You'll love it, Jerry. Mm-hmm. I know you love it.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Jerry. We interrupted your list of things to do. So you were talking about theater and movies. Now you're on movies.
Yeah.
You're on Toy Story 4.
And you guys are trying to get me to stay at home, and I'm trying to go out.
I know. Honey, go out. Enjoy. Go out for us, because Jasmine and I will be at home.
The old lady. We'll be here.
I went and saw the new Spider-Man movie, Far From Home, and that just came out. It's not out yet. It's coming out. So
you're not talking about the animated version of Spider-Man Homecoming, which was amazing, except for the part that was so, like, it was like a strobe light that I almost, you know...
Yeah.
Lost my vision for a little
into
while.
Into the Spider-Verse, right? The Spider-Verse?
Yes, I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, so it had, that was a cartoon that was amazing.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. That wasn't Homecoming. That was Into the Spider-Verse. I don't want to be accused of giving out wrong information.
You're going to get a tweet.
I know.
So this is Far From Home. It's continuing on with the Spider-Man saga, okay. Same guy. And it was, I really, really liked it. I had a great time. But they were very strict about phones in there for mm-hmm. the preview. That's
Were you reviewing it?
Yeah, I'm reviewing it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right now. No.
Well, listen, I mean, you just seem like such a nice person. Mm-hmm. Like you're such a warm, nice, friendly person that I don't see you really throwing down the gauntlet and saying something's bad.
Right. I try to be constructive, you know, what they could have done better, maybe. I try to go out okay. that route. And it's hard to review some of the theater stuff because I've gotten to be friends so close
oh,
with people.
Oh, Jerry,
that
you have lost your impartiality.
Well, I look at it from a distance, and then but I'm trying to be very constructive. That's what I try to do. I don't think there's going to be any good coming out of just, you know, dogging a production or something. These okay. people work so hard. So I look at it from that way. But, I mean, if it's bad, you know, I'll definitely say, like, you know, they need a lot of improvement or,
right.
you know, I try to be constructive. So that's how I go mm-hmm. about a review.
I just wish some of these text messages had been constructive today that we had gotten.
Yeah.
I was telling Jerry, even after, you know, I did TV for 7 years, got very lucky, got a lucky break, was able to be on a local talk show, which was great. But part of my job initially was to do social media. And mm-hmm. even though I'm a grown adult woman who should not be bothered and have done plenty of self-work and therapy sessions to right. where I shouldn't be affected by negative comments, it's still like, you know, we were told we were going to do a pride show mm-hmm. theme show today, which made sense yeah. because mm-hmm. of all the activities and all the work you do in the community,
right.
how involved you are. And mm-hmm. then we get a couple comments that are, you know, people were turning this off because it's too much about pride or it's too much about gay stuff. And it's just, that part is just heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
They're the people I'm out there marching for, right?
Right.
I mean,
I understand that a lot of people, if it's based on some sort of religious belief, mm-hmm. I can understand where they're coming from in that sense. But even then, pretty much all the great religious doctrines of the world value love above anything else.
Yeah.
So I still don't understand why you can't just approach it from that
love
place.
Love is love.
Right.
Point blank.
Amen. Absolutely.
Amen. And I, you know what I love is the diversity that we have today.
Oh my goodness, we're like a United
oh, yeah.
Benetton ad right now.
Let's go.
Yeah, we got J's. The three J's. We're calling it the three J's. Did
okay.
you know we were calling it that?
No.
Me and Jasmine were like, hashtag three J's.
This is yes. perfect.
This yeah.
movement.
So we're really representing, you know, we're out
know.
Here, you know,
absolutely.
Doing something different.
I mean, I just can't imagine telling anybody who to love or as long as it's two consenting adults that love each other. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
As long as they're not hurting anyone and it's, you know, it's what's the
right.
problem? Like we don't, as a straight person, I've never had to think about who I love or,
yeah.
you know, or how I came about to loving the people that I love. Like it's, mm-hmm. and it's just so sad that some people still, you know, want to take that, deny people the human right and freedom and liberty to love who they want to love.
And look at us. Why do we only, each of us get only 1 month? Why is that? That's what I want to know.
Well, Jasmine gets the shortest month.
Black gets the short end of the stick.
That's the worst. And this country was, you know, the worst to African Americans. My goodness.
I'm just saying. But yeah. you know what? I think love is love. People got to, I don't want to say get over it, but be more accepting. Times have changed. And that's mm-hmm. the reason why we evolve. So I think that love is love. So point blank mm-hmm. period. You got to get with it.
Amen. Can the nun get an amen? Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right. We got Kim Gordon coming in to talk about news.
I'm here.
Hey, Kim. Excited. Welcome to our show.
I'm excited. Excited to be here.
We're trying.
Yeah, we're going to have a break here in a second, but we're going to do some news with Kim Gordon after this. All right. So here we are in the WGN radio studio, filling in for Bill and Wendy. This is Jerry and G.
Hello, this is G.
Do you have to have a G in your name to be
a J?
Of,
yes.
A J.
We're the three J's.
Can we add okay. a J to your name?
Of course.
Jim Gordon?
Jim Gordon?
There you go.
Jim. Just call me Jim.
Well, it's nice to have you here, Kim, with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So Bill and Wendy are out, and we've been doing the thing. We're
today.
Here.
Yeah. How's the thing going?
It's
a one-day only event.
Yes.
So good, it can't happen again.
We had Taylor Dane in here.
I saw her. That was very cool. I missed the drag queen. Too bad.
Oh, yeah. She had to get back to work. Oh.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she was not in drag today.
Oh, right. She wasn't?
Yeah.
No. What is she?
I mean, I think it takes hours.
What's her name?
She works at a hospital.
Chloe.
So, yeah.
Chloe.
Yeah. So she had to go back to helping people.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go. So you're going to the Pride Parade.
I am, for the first time ever. I'm so excited.
Yay!
I cannot wait.
And are you going to be walking or on a foot?
I'm going to be walking with WGN.
Okay, you're going to be hot.
I know. So I'm trying to figure out what the attire is.
I think you definitely should wear a hat.
Okay. Lather up with sunscreen.
Hat for sure.
Have water on the float. I'm just trying to take as little as I possibly can because I don't want to have a lot of stuff.
A fan, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but I think if you have a hat, it'll help you with the sunscreen business.
Okay.
And then maybe just like a small spray bottle of sunscreen or something.
Oh, wow. It could be a whole thing. Yeah. A lot of stuff. Carrying
maybe
all that.
Maybe you should bring a little fan.
Because I was told I have to have my hands free because I have beads and all that kind of stuff I'll be throwing out.
That's the best part. Everybody getting the beads.
Mm-hmm. So, and then the DJ, the music's great.
I know, we have cash.
Have you thought about your outfit? Are you going to wear something?
Well, we have a WGN t-shirt.
Okay.
So I guess I'm just going to wear that with a little.
With shorts.
With shorts, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe some short shorts.
With, like, the ones that wick away the moisture, apparently.
I don't think they can be too short at the Pride Parade.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
right.
I mean, as in, the shorter the better, right?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. I got some Macy's Pride stuff I'm going to wear. Oh, this is from Macy's.
I kind of like that outfit you have on right now.
Yeah, so this Pride shirt's from Macy's. They have a whole line of clothing, which is great.
Well, I was actually just at Target this morning, and they have a ton of stuff. Really cool stuff.
Well, you know, I mean,
some jumpsuits.
Anytime you can monetize something.
Rainbow, yeah.
Yeah.
They have a whole section at the Target right here at Illinois and McClurg that's just filled with
It's only certain Targets stuff. Not all of them have the Pride section, so I have to call first.
Okay, well, you need to go over here because it's filled and they have a lot to choose from.
Nice.
Okay, listen here, Mr. Jerry Nunn.
Yes, ma'am.
You're the one that did this.
Okay.
You alone earlier.
Well,
while we were live. I mean, we're live now, but I mean earlier when we were,
when you weren't streaming.
Well, I was trying to talk about,
you said the debates. You said you were going to talk about the debates.
Yeah.
And so you were the one that watched the debates. I don't write me. Don't get upset. I'm too oversaturated right now. And I feel like this is going to be, we're going to be in it for the long haul, right, Jasmine? This is going to be a long haul that we have ahead of us.
Yeah.
And I just can't handle watching the Democrats beat up on themselves.
Well, I think
right now
you have to see how everybody kind of comes out of the gate.
Yeah.
So you need to know where, what, and they need to know what they need to work on. And I think you can kind of zero in on certain people because that way maybe their certain issues that they support or don't support, you feel like, okay, well, you know, I want to follow this a little more closely, or no, I'm going to mark them off my list because I don't agree with this or that. And that helps to narrow the field, I think, personally for me.
I think those are very wise words. And normally I am usually abreast of what's going on, but my mental health has been waning these days.
It's been a lot.
Was it super contentious, or how was it?
I heard that it was really well.
Night was a little more contentious than the first night.
Yeah,
but you had a lot more seasoned professionals the second night than you did the first night. So I think they jumped at it a lot quicker than the first group, the first 10.
The first group was like the Spanish. They were talking Spanish.
Well, right. Some of the Beto O'Rourke and there was one other.
Rubio? Was it Rubio?
No, Marco Rubio's not running.
Oh.
And he's a Republican.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I forgot he ran for president with President Trump.
They called him Little Marco, remember? Let's see. It was... Who was the other one?
Julian?
Julian Castro.
Yeah.
Obviously, he is fluent in Spanish. And then Beto O'Rourke. And then there might have been one other one who spoke Spanish. But I give them credit for doing that. I mean, they're trying to appeal to all different types of Americans. And Latinos are a huge voting concentration. And why not? I mean, speak their language.
It feels like a magic show. Like everyone's pulling out their little stunts, their tricks.
Right. Well, and they all had their little slogans. You could see they were all pulling out. I forgot what Amy Klobuchar said, but you could tell. Like, she was just waiting. Oh, I know. It was something like this is like the foam of the beer without the beer or something like that. And it was just like, she's been waiting all night to pull this out. You know, like everybody has their little slogans they want to use and try to, you know, make a headline with or a little splash.
Right. It's like reality TV. Remember when they do the little, they do the camera right on them and they have a catchphrase? I mean, that's what it's turning into, reality TV.
You know, it's, so, unfortunately, that's...
Jerry, as a you can talk about this, right?
Sure.
As so, having watched it, what is there a front runner for you right now?
Well, there's, I like Pete. You know, Mayor Pete's from Indiana. I just think he's like fresh, and having a young guy would be really great. I'm always pro woman, though. Like, I would love to see a woman.
I thought Kamala Harris really was strong last night.
Yeah,
I didn't see.
Saying.
I mean, full disclosure, I did not see the whole. The whole debate last night, but I did see bits and pieces, and then I saw some sound bites. But I thought she was really strong.
Yeah,
I thought she.
And she represents so much, you know, too, just on that. So,
well, I will re-enter planet Earth and start engaging.
You need to come back. It is going to be a long year, but you know what? If you don't invest, then you can't complain at the end.
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
I think I invested so much last round.
That you're still exhausted from
it? I am. I have to be honest.
Well, even locally, like, you know, that's when it kind of hit home for me was when Lori Lightfoot, the whole thing with her, that we really need to pay attention to our local things. You know, people sometimes skip over the local stuff and go for the big dogs, like the president. But locally, it's so important to, you know, have the right representation because that affects you right now, like very quickly.
Absolutely.
So it's already happening.
There's no question. And you see from Mayor Lightfoot, like, the underdog can win. You know, don't count anybody out at this point. Lots can change.
Absolutely. And so we'll just keep watching.
That is inspiring.
There we go.
So we'll see. You know.
Yeah, I didn't know if you could talk about it or not as a journalist, whether you could give any type of initial.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to give my personal feelings, but I think that's just a normal
but
observation.
Yeah, no, I think that's great.
Yeah, so what else is going on, Kim? What's going on in your world?
Well, I got my Pride Parade planned, so I'm very excited
so you're
about
good with that.
And really, you know, it's going to be a quiet weekend. Spend the weekend with the granddaughter, my granddaughter.
You do not have a granddaughter.
I do.
You do not look old enough to have a granddaughter.
She's 15 months.
Oh,
and they just moved to the suburbs, so I'm very excited to go see her new house and play with her at her new house.
Oh,
cute. Yeah.
What's her name?
Rowan.
That's a cool name.
That is a cool name.
And she's a little redhead, and we never expected that, but she looks like a little Irish baby.
So is it an Irish name? Like, where is it?
What's it's the... just, they just love the name.
Okay.
They just love the name, and I love the name, and it's
That's
great.
So cool.
Yeah.
It's great.
Awesome.
I love that.
All right. So it's going to be a fun-packed weekend, and lots going on. So, yeah. I want to tell, before the weekend's over, I told these people I would talk about their show. So you watch Netflix, right?
Yes.
So have you watched Queer Eye?
Oh, I've watched all of it.
Oh, okay, perfect.
I have not, so you have to fill me in.
Okay, so you know, it's five queer guys that go around and they do makeovers, and they all have different, you know, lanes they stay in. You know, one helps them cook, dress, you know, all different things. So they have a parody of the show right in Boys Town, and you guys have to go see it. It's Queer Eye the Musical Parody at the Playground Theaters at 3209 North Halsted. It's only just going through this weekend, but I think it's going to keep going. Eventually it's at QueerEyeTheMusicalParody.com, but you have got to see it. They really pegged some of those people. They act just like them.
So do they pull people from the audience and style them and do things?
That's a great idea, Kim. They don't.
Okay.
But,
yeah, I guess that would be a lot to do. They should, though.
That's
should
a great
do a mini
promo.
One.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We should get them in the studio, and they could, like, make over somebody.
Yeah. Genius producing over here.
Yeah, you're really good. But, no, it's a set storyline. There is, you know, there's a straight guy that they're making over.
Okay.
You know,
I cry in every episode of Queer Eye.
Oh.
I just bawl.
All right,
so
I need
emotional.
To watch it. Because I like, you know, the ambush makeovers they do on the Today Show and stuff. And you hear people's stories. And it's really, it's so heartening, you know.
Yeah.
This involves really intense, good backstories about why the person may be not presenting their best or putting their best foot forward. And so I think that's where Queer Eye has this hook of this emotional reason as to why maybe the person is stuck.
Yeah.
So for people who haven't seen it, what are the different lanes that these guys are in? I mean, there's one like hair and makeup and one is clothes and one is, what's it broken down into?
Yeah, so there's a food person.
Yes.
There's clothing.
There's a home.
And a home, interior design.
Okay.
And then we've got culture.
Mm-hmm.
And
who's there's something? Really emotional. Like, there's almost like a therapist.
So they take over their whole facet of their life. This is not just like we're giving you a new styled look and you're done. Yeah. This, they try to change their life totally.
Yes, and get rid of bad habits. You know, okay. I mean, everyone gets bad habits. And so.
I have so many.
And how do they pick people?
I don't know. You know, I think it initially was around the areas where they were filming because like the first season was around Atlanta and then the second season. Yes.
St. Louis.
So I think, but people write in. People write in and nominate people.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, you could be gay, straight, anything. It doesn't matter. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's completely diverse now.
One of the most touching ones was in the Atlanta suburbs, the very first season of the guy. There was this guy, burly, he had a big beard, and he liked antique car shows, and he lived like in a basement apartment, and he just wasn't really taking care of himself. And it was sort of, he was the stereotypical Southern guy that you would think maybe you would associate certain stereotypes with. And it turned out that he, you know, was just so enamored with the boys, the queer eye guys that came and helped him. It was so touching. And
do they come back like Shark Tank, where you can see how they are 6 months later or a year later to see if things have continued to be successful? Or do you just kind of get dropped off at the end and you don't know what happens to them going out?
You do get, at the end, they don't maybe come back with video, more video story, but they do come back with a little
update.
Yeah, update, like paragraph. Like, you know, if someone's dating somebody, if it was all about the courage to ask someone out, they'll tell you, like, whether they're still together or not.
But. Yeah, and they do have hidden cameras where they follow them around after the makeover. So they usually put on a party or they perform somewhere. They had two women that did a barbecue sauce, and they were struggling with her business.
They were the cutest.
Struggling. And they were so amazing. I mean, the woman was like making a purse out of a trash bag. I mean, she was working out of the back of her car.
I know.
And
just go watch it. Just go watch it. It's better than us explaining
it. Well, it sounds like it's uplifting. Like, you'll feel good after you watch it. There's some things you watch, you know, and then.
Yeah.
So here's what you need to do. You need to watch the debates, then you need to watch Queer Eye, and you'll balance out.
I've just been checked out for a couple of months. I just, you know,
it's okay to take a break.
Yeah, I took a break.
We'll let you do that. It's summer. It's going to heat up so much in the fall. You know, if you want to take a breather through the summer.
I just, you know what worries me? I just don't want them to do so much damage now that, you know, it beats down somebody that's potentially could be great down the road.
But they have to fight. I mean, you know, you got to fight the win. I mean, I know it's cliche, but you do.
Yeah.
So if they can't fight to win, then maybe they shouldn't be in the position.
I just don't want them to be so exhausted by it that then, you know.
Yeah, they will be.
Yeah,
can you imagine? There's no question they will be.
Yeah, we thought Taylor Dane was busy, but gosh, those people.
Oh, can you imagine?
Well, we have other stories too, Jerry, if you want to talk about
them. So
this one is interesting, I think.
Yeah, let's talk about which one. Which
the
one?
The social media.
The social media.
Well, Jerry is the king of social media. So.
Am I? I don't know if I'm the king. I mean, this is the queen over here.
I don't know.
I have to follow you now.
I have long given up that crown. You know, it's I have felt, you hear all the stories that say that social media really hurts your mental health, right?
Yeah.
Fear of missing out and sort of constantly comparing yourself to other people, and they seem so much happier, wealthier, happier. Did I say happier already? The researchers found that someone who uses a social networking site is 1.63 more likely to avoid serious psychological distress.
Yeah.
See, and doesn't that kind of refute everything you've been told about social media? I mean, I find you think politics is exhausting? I find social media exhausting.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's hard to keep up and, you know, just enjoy the moment. Like, why do you have to take a picture at everything? Just enjoy the moment. I feel like when you stop and you're taking pictures, and it's a lot to keep up with, you know?
Yeah. I think that it, I guess that maybe they're saying that it's an outlet, right? Because people used to keep all these mental health things bottled up, and now they have a voice. Mm-hmm. Maybe they get to, you know, tweet out or write Facebook or reach out to people. So I definitely see that side to it. There can be some positives.
I definitely do. And it's fun to, you know, see what's going on in people's lives. I enjoy that. But I just find for myself, like, you know, I'm like, oh, I should have taken a picture of that, or I should have Instagrammed it. But then I'm like, ah, it was just fun. You know, I'm just going to enjoy doing it.
I have a great tip for y'all.
Okay.
I learned this from my friend. So she was recently went to Puerto Rico, and I was like waiting for the pictures. I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch on Instagram, blah, blah, blah. And she didn't post anything. So I was like, so did you go? Because there's nothing there.
Right.
And she's like,
yes, I did. But you know what? I took all these amazing pictures, and I said, you know what? I'm just going to post it when I get home. What is the purpose of keeping everybody up with my timeline like they really care?
Right.
And I was like, wait, but people care about it. She's like, no, but literally, like, if I am taking this much time to post, I'm not really taking the time to look at what I'm doing.
Right.
You know,
right.
I'm like smell taking the that roses. Time in.
That's
so she
I'm
was
saying.
Like, next time you go on vacation, take all your pictures and stuff like that, but live in that moment. And then when you get back, you can post whenever.
Yeah, but then they think you're still there. They still think that you're still on vacation.
See, look, that's why I asked her. I was like, so did you go? Or yes, no, maybe.
Well, I know a lot of people who do post when they come home because they don't want people to know that they're out of town.
Yeah,
and don't want your house empty and for security reasons. So people will post it after the fact. But I think that is a good idea. And then if you want to post it, you can. If
right.
you don't, you don't.
She said, just take your time and do it.
So. I think if you're paying money to be on vacation, enjoy your vacation.
Exactly.
And don't social it.
Yes.
You can social it later. And I take breaks from social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go a couple of weeks without posting anything.
I think that's healthy.
That's just too much.
Yeah, it is a lot. It is a lot.
Yeah. But I have to say from, you know, my parents live out of town and I have a grandmother who's still alive. And for them to see, like, my granddaughter, the pictures, you know, because they don't see her all the time.
Right.
That makes them so happy, you know, and it makes me so happy that they can keep up with her and see what's going on. So from that respect, social media is great.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it's there for.
Mm-hmm.
It's for that.
Yeah,
connecting with people, you know, maybe asking people for helpful suggestions,
right.
continuing conversations. But what it's turned into is
a competition.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is that's what and then you feel you're not doing enough or you're not going places like this person. And then it's just this.
I mean, I meet a lot of celebrities, you know, and we always take our photo with them. And I, you know, the reason I'm doing that is to have a scrapbook of my photos with people when I get old, right? I mean, I'm never going to have that time back that I had with Lily Tomlin or Carol Burnett or whoever it was, right?
Nice name dropping there, Jerry.
Well, that's, I mean, I'm just saying that I.
But you, you live an Instagram life. Some of us don't.
I mean, I guess, but I'm not, I don't want people to ever feel like I'm rubbing it in. I'm never trying to make someone feel less than.
Well, it's
or
your
something.
Job. I mean, you're also doing a job and you're promoting what's going on in your job.
Yeah, but I have those memories to look back on.
Yes.
And that's really why I take
and,
the photo.
And to be honest, when people see that, it's like you meet the celebrity for like 5 minutes. Five minutes. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it's like literally like 3 minutes.
Right.
And sometimes,
like,
I mean, they don't even talk to you. They come, you pose.
Exactly.
Click,
and you're done.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not going to remember you. They meet thousands and thousands. I mean, you're memorable. Don't get me wrong, Jerry Nunn. They will remember you. But I'm just saying, when I've done it, I've just, you know, I always let people know, like, this is like 5 minutes of this person's life.
Right.
And they were taking
and
photos.
And it hasn't changed your, I mean, maybe it's enhanced your life because you get to meet this amazing person. But really, like, how's it going to change your everyday life? It's not.
Absolutely. It's pretty.
What about the whole cashing in on celebrityism, too? That's really interesting to me.
Do you mean like Insta celebrities aren't celebrities?
No, I'm thinking of whenever there's a celebrity and then they charge to meet them. Like you're paying.
Oh, like in Vegas.
You
can go see Britney and you can meet her.
Right. And you can go. Yeah, right. And I know people have had some horrible experiences with that meet and greet.
Really?
Yeah, I had a friend that used to actually work here. He went to the Britney thing and he was so excited. He was the Britney generation that loved Britney. You know, that's a certain age group that loves Britney.
Jasmine, do you love Britney?
I love Britney. I love her. Oh, wait, I shouldn't say I love Britney. I love her dancing.
Okay.
I don't know about the singing aspect. Sorry. No.
Well, you know, that's the risk you take, though, when you meet a celebrity, because sometimes what you perceive that they are is not really what they are. And it's very disheartening.
I have a couple of those.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell in the photo that she's not really, you know, having the best time.
And well, she's had some issues, too.
We're talking $3,000 for this.
Oh, wow.
This is not like some little cheap.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you would think that you would hope that because they would understand that someone's paid a lot of money to do it, that they would somehow do whatever it takes to be really personable, but I guess you don't know what she was going through that day, I guess.
Right, well,
still.
She's been going through a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Rolling
Stones. I mean,
Stones,
how many people paid $3,000?
Yeah, if they'd done the Rolling Stones, they were like 18,000 or something,
wow.
but it was
wow.
a fundraiser. So they were actually raising money. So sometimes I think it's okay, maybe.
Right.
I would just take that money and go on vacation.
Well, yeah. But the Stones, I guess they've been doing pretty well. Did you go to that show, Kim?
No, I went to Paul McCartney. I didn't go to.
Oh, okay. How was Paul?
Paul was great. Aww. But I'm actually getting ready to go to Barbara Streisand. I got tickets. I cannot wait. I've never seen her. She's in Chicago one night, August
6th. You have to. Right. Isn't she always threatening never to tour again?
Yes. She always is, and I've never seen her, and I wanted to see her in Vegas, and I didn't get to see her in Vegas, and so now I'm going here for this one night at the United Center, and I cannot wait.
Oh my gosh, she puts out like a carpet.
Oh, I cannot
gold
wait.
Everywhere.
I love
she
all that.
Changes that place
yes.
up. She makes it really, really
oh my
nice.
Goodness.
But she charges, I think it was at least $1,500 for her. Meet and greet. Yeah. So, I mean, how many times are you going to get a chance to
Never.
Meet Barbara?
I mean, this is my one and only, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and she's a person that has stage fright. She has monitors and stuff. So
right,
she
if she gets the words. And
Yeah. So.
Now, I do follow her on Instagram.
I was just thinking about her. She has a great Instagram.
She does have a good Instagram.
And Josh Brolin is her, like, a
stepson. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
And she has one son, too, when she was married to, I believe, Elliot Gould.
Yes.
And she, she talks about her family. And
I know. It's mm-hmm. cute.
So today, she Instagrammed this rose bush in front of her house that has 3 different color roses on it. It was actually very cool.
Oh, I bet she has an incredible garden.
I'm sure she does.
Yeah, she does not water that plant.
I'm sure she does.
Has somehow
she
created
said it was
a,
magical.
A hybrid. She created a hybrid magical rose bush.
I know. I always laugh, too, because obviously I follow Oprah on Instagram. And, when she shows all her vegetables and everything that have come out of her mm-hmm. garden, I was like, well, Oprah's not out there pulling right. the weeds, but it's amazing.
Definitely not.
So, Jerry, I got fussed up for not letting you talk about Nashville. Just name one place that you love in Nashville.
In Nashville? There's a restaurant that I really love called Mockingbird, and a lot of people don't know about it. It's off the beaten path, but two guys from Chicago went down there.
A lot of Chicago people go in there.
Yeah, they moved down there with the top chef, opened a restaurant called Mockingbird. It's amazing. Really great drinks. They have like the juice box, but frozen drink in the bar. So you got to do that.
Biscuit Love is also a really good one.
Ooh, okay.
Nice. If you're a biscuit fan, Biscuit Love.
Yeah. Okay, biscuits. Right.
The food
okay.
down there is crazy.
Oh, it is. So. I grew up with that southern cooking, so I love it.
Me too.
All of us did. Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Say common right. ground.
There we go.
All right.
I think we got to say goodbye now, Jerry.
Yeah, it's time to wrap it up. I want to thank Bill and Wendy for letting us fill in.
And thank you for putting up with us, listeners.
Oh, and geez, you've been so great. I can't even
You're
tell
fabulous.
You. You are the best.
Kim, thank you.
Thanks for coming
in. My pleasure. It was fun. Let me hang out.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, guys. WGN Radio, and we're out.